Hey, Mila, this is Lori. How are you today?
Hey, Lori, am I first? I'm never first.
You're second. I was first.
I'm second. me and my counselor.
I'm rarely first. That's okay. I just wanted to make sure we got everybody checked in, but I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to second. So,
well, I know you said that this week we really needed to make sure we get everybody, you know, in on time.
We always run short
on these things.
I appreciate you remembering that. Thank you so much. I also see that Sarah is here.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome. You, me, and Mila so far.
Oh, okay.
I just talked to Miss Rachel a few minutes ago, and she was walking me through all the parts of the checkboxes in the platform, the learning platform that I didn't understand. And she's like, no, you have to go check the boxes. I'm like, oh, I didn't check that. Because like, did I do it? So I went through and checked a bunch of stuff that I did but didn't know how to check off. So
there are instructions for completing the online syllabus and reporting form in somewhere up in the top of the class homepage. So read through those instructions. It's literally step-by-step process to walk you through that.
Cool. I probably read them like 2 weeks before class started and then didn't go back and look at them again afterwards.
Well, this is a good time to go back and look at them then. So let's get other people checked in. I see that Liz is here. Yes?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, Liz. Welcome. And Jimena? You're here? Oops, we just lost Jimena. I think. Okay. Hopefully other people will come on. And that looks like Rachel.
Yep. Hello.
Hello, Rachel. Welcome. Glad to have you here. And it looks like Jessica just joined us.
Yes. Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Welcome. Getting everybody checked in. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I know I've been having audio issues, but I know I'm coaching today. So are you all able to hear me okay?
Yes. Yeah, you're sounding fine so far. We'll just cross our fingers that we can keep that up. Thank you for checking, Jessica. And I see that Miguel is here.
I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Miguel. Welcome. And Celia, I see you're here.
I'm here. Hi.
Hello, Celia. Welcome. And Megan. You're here, Megan? Nope. Megan was there. She left. Oh, she's back. Let's see. And Trevin.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Glad to have you here. And James, I see that you're here.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Welcome. And Mark, I see that you are also here.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Wonderful. And let's see, Megan and Jimena just came back on too, right? Megan, you hit mute. Your web call is on mute, Megan. Let's see. Try that. Are you there now, Megan? Yeah. All right. I know somehow we've been having more problems through web call, and I'm not quite sure why. I wish I was a tech person that could help figure that out. But what I'm going to do is turn our entry chimes off here. Oh, and Megan, I see that you've called in again.
Yeah,
are you there, Megan?
Yeah, it's working now. Where I was calling, there wasn't any voices. It was weird.
Well, thanks for calling back in because you are first up as client.
Nice.
Yeah. So here's what we've got today. We've got Mark coaching Megan. James, you are primary observer in our first session. Then we have Celia coaching Mila. Trevin is primary observer. And then Jessica coaching Jimena with Rachel as primary observer. So hopefully Amanda will find her way back here as well, because I see that she is, she keeps dropping off. So I'm not quite sure what is up with that, but we'll just get started with who we have. So we're going to start with Mark and Megan. And remember that I know it's going to seem kind of hopefully not too crunched, but in order to get three coach-to-coach sessions in a 90-minute class, we just have to be vigilant and respectful of the time, mindful of the time. That's probably a better word. So with that, let's just go ahead and jump in with Mark and Megan. Mark, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
There you are. Megan, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Awesome. James, you are primary observer. You're on mute. Everybody else, hit mute or star six to give them the whole bridge line. Remember the importance of having a really clear takeaway up front, no matter how long it takes. If it takes 12 of the 15 minutes of these sessions, that's okay. Because remember, there's a lot of coaching that can happen while you are getting to that clear takeaway, what they want to accomplish, what plan or strategy they want to end the session with. Remember to breathe. Remember to have some fun with it. And I'm going to hit mute. And Mark, I'm going to turn it right over to you.
Excellent. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm doing outstanding. I appreciate it. So
good.
Lots of exciting things happening. What would you like to talk about in our session today?
Yeah, so I had already told you, since you're my buddy, I'm moving to Northern Ireland this Sunday, and I guess I just wanted to talk about, you know, kind of like a plan of what I should get done every day until I go, because I feel like there's a lot of things I need to do, and then also there's probably things I'm not even thinking of, and it's just a little bit overwhelming.
Okay. So tell me about the things that are overwhelming you now. What are you thinking about? What's going on?
Kind of like the stuff that I'm not thinking about is making me anxious. Like, I'm just scared, like, if I'm not thinking of things I should be bringing or how much I should bring, and then there's kind of just little errands I need to get done. Like, I need to clean my car and tell my bank that I'm moving. So I guess I just want to end each day with kind of a feeling of accomplishment, even if it's just a little goal. Like, today I went and got my car inspected and oil changed. So, like, that's what I consider a goal fulfilled.
Okay. So I guess what I'm hearing is you have a lot of different items that you have to get done before Sunday. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you're just feeling a little overwhelmed with the amount of stuff and afraid you're going to forget stuff. So,
right.
So what do you think you can do to maybe help alleviate that anxiety of not forgetting anything?
Maybe, like, write down a list of things that I just definitely need to bring. Maybe just walking around a store like Walmart, honestly, could help. I don't know, like, I know you're not supposed to give me answers, but can you think of anything that are just, like, no-brainers, like, you need to bring that?
Well, let me ask you a question. Who else do you think that can maybe help you with planning your move over to Ireland?
So I live with my mom, so she could help me.
Okay. And how can she help you?
She can help me pack and just think of things that I might be forgetting.
Okay. What else do you think besides your mom, what kind of action steps do you think you can take today to help alleviate some of those stress.
Maybe if we made a plan for, like, what I could do tomorrow.
Okay, so talk about that.
So that I could just, like, not even think about it the rest of the night and wake up knowing what I'm going to do.
Okay. Is there any resources that can help you? Maybe help plan for your trip? Anything that can help you, you can read or online or something?
Actually, Mark and Megan, I'm going to step in here really quickly. You've been asking some really good questions, Mark, even though there's still not a clear agenda. I mean, I haven't, we kind of know what it is, but we kind of don't. I mean, it's not really been stated out loud. But what I want to suggest too is that, when you said, what other action steps can you take today? What did she say, Mark?
She said she can put like a plan together.
A plan together for tomorrow so that she can wake up knowing what she wants to do. So that's a great indication that Megan is really clear on what she has to do to feel more accomplished and less overwhelmed with this move. So instead of asking, are there any other resources that can help you, this is really a great time to say, okay, Megan, what will your plan be for tomorrow? And coach her to really fine-tune that and get that settled so she can wake up tomorrow knowing. Rather than kind of leaving that off by the wayside and going over to other resources, zero in on that moment that she has right now that she knows what she wants. Does that make sense, Mark?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, and you've got plenty of time to really flesh out a plan, which seems to be the agenda, and we'll talk about that when we debrief. I'm back on mute. Go ahead.
Okay. Megan, let's talk about this plan that you would like to put together tonight so you can feel less anxious tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
What are your ideas? Yes.
So the first step would be, I'm currently in Raleigh and I live in Wilmington. I'm at my boyfriend's, so it would be to drive from Raleigh to Wilmington, which is about like a two hour 15 minute drive. So I guess like for me, the biggest thing will be like not to dally around tomorrow or like sleep in, just kind of like get up, get to Wilmington and do the productive stuff.
Okay. What time do you think you can get up and get your day starting?
So when I wake up here, it'll be just super easy. I'll just like brush my teeth and head out. So that'll only take, you know, between waking up and leaving, I only need like 10 to 20 minutes. And ideally, I would like to be out of here before, I'm going to say before 10.
Okay. And in your mind's eye, what do you think, what kind of things do you want to accomplish for tomorrow? At the end of the day, what is it going to look like to make you feel like this was a really accomplished day?
So I would say if I cleaned out even half of my car, it is so messy. I moved like 3 times last year, so it's still like a suitcase in my car. If I could even do half of that, and if I could, another thing that I need to get done is I need to call the doctor because I think I've been overpaying. So if I could do that, it's just like little chores that no one wants to do pretty much. But if I could do those two things, that would be an accomplished day.
Those two things?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the rest of the next day? I mean, we have now until Sunday. What else can we do the following day?
Yeah, that's true. So I don't necessarily have to, like, go big or go home tomorrow. But another thing is, like, this weekend is kind of going to be, like, a family weekend since I'm leaving. So I need to also allot some time for like family.
Okay.
That would be more like Thursday night, Friday, Saturday. So I kind of want to just get like the main annoying things done before that.
Okay. What things do you think you can do to make sure that you're not going to forget anything or forget to do something or bring something?
Probably write it down. I'm a big follower of like having an agenda, and I get a sense of accomplishment checking it off.
Great. Tell me a little bit more about the agenda. How does that look like to you?
So I write down just every little thing in my agenda, and then usually I'll go look at it every day. But then, like, when the weekend comes, I kind of get off track. So I could do that tonight, you know, make sure everything that I had written down is done. I didn't forget anything. And then write the new things down so that there's kind of an allotted space for it.
Okay. And you said you'll work on that agenda tonight?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Do you think you have an amount of time throughout the week that you have set aside to gather your thoughts and get everything you need for the move to Ireland? Is there a certain time frame that you have each day that you would like to spend on that before Friday with, or the weekend?
Yeah, I think if after this kind of set up a little thing in my agenda for the week, I could look at it every morning and every night, and then that would kind of just help me make sure I'm on track.
Awesome. Outside the agenda, what else do you think that you could do to help plan for your move?
See, I don't know, because I asked the host family, too, if there's anything I'm forgetting. They can't really think. So I guess it's just, you know, kind of getting my squares in a row here in America. And yeah.
So. Okay. Well, it's awesome. I think you have a game plan all laid out for you. You got your agenda for tomorrow. So let me ask you, is there anything else that you can think of that needs to be done before you go that you can help you?
I don't think so, but I think that this was helpful in just having me speak it into existence, and now I can follow through and kind of like have a more clear vision of, you know, the week.
Okay. Well, great. Well, my stopwatch stopped, so I have no idea how much time we have left.
Actually, Mark, there's still a couple minutes, but are you feeling, Mark, that Megan is feeling kind of complete and there's some resolve with what she wanted to accomplish in the session?
Yes, I do. I think the two biggest things that she, as you pointed out earlier, was to clean out her car and then call the doctor's office to see if she's been overpaying. That would feel like an accomplishment for her tomorrow.
Yeah. And it's also kind of set up for kind of how she wants to set up the week between now, also between tomorrow and Thursday evening. If a session is feeling complete before the time is up, it's okay just to say, to ask, to check in. Do you feel complete with this? And if so, it's okay to end wherever you are and not feel the need to fill in the space. So
that's what I was trying to feel.
Awesome. No, well, nope, that's fine. So it's complete in the before the 15 minutes is up, and that is just fine. So, Mark and Megan, if you're both good with this, we can do some. Is this a good time to jump in into the debriefing?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right. So, James, would you please come off mute? And I imagine you have a whole pages and pages of notes like I do. Would you please pick one thing that you liked about the coaching that you'd like to share with Mark?
Yeah. On page 36, no, I'm just kidding. I really liked how Mark addressed Megan's feelings at the beginning. I thought it was very natural and intuitive, and you just like you reached for it and grabbed it. Really liked that. I think that if you were more, you reworded your questions pretty often, and I think if you were more confident about your questions, your clients will be more confident in your services. Just like strategic pauses after a sentence would be, or well, after a question would be really powerful. So,
thank you, James. Yeah, questions are always more powerful one at a time, like we talked about in week 12, which was just a few weeks ago. Thank you, James. Mark, what did you feel good about with your coaching in this session?
I felt more relaxed trying to ask more questions of, not hijack it like I did the first time, but more who, what, when, and where. I was really trying to be conscious of that and try to be a blank page for Megan to help mm-hmm. her and
yeah.
not solve it.
Yeah,
that's
much better.
Tendency.
Well, that's my tendency too. So it's something we've all got going on here. So yeah, definitely. I noticed that as well, because that's right. This is your second one in class. And so Mark, what would you say the agenda, Megan's agenda was to do what by the end of the session or to take away?
Well, for a takeaway, her agenda would be to write an agenda for the week and then accomplish her two goals for tomorrow. That's what I got out of it.
Well, it was, yeah, and that was her action plan. That's what she got to. Yes, her agenda,
though.
Not to
wake up and feel anxious.
Okay. Yes, and here's another thing for all of you to keep in mind. You can't coach somebody away from what they don't want. You can't coach somebody to stop doing something or to not do something. You can only coach them towards what they do want. So the agenda might have been, so Megan, what you'd like to accomplish in this time is a plan to be prepared before you leave for Ireland on Sunday. Yeah. So does that make sense, Mark?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So if you can state the agenda in the form of a plan or a strategy or sometimes a decision between this thing and that thing and really get clear on what the decision is between, in most cases, especially this one, it's, you know, a plan or a strategy to do this thing. And if you can phrase it in that way, then it's going to be a much more coachable agenda, especially if it's towards what the client does want. So what I like about what you did throughout this, Mark, is you you, for the most part, you really did focus on her wanting to be accomplished by the end of the day. So it was great that you picked up on that when you asked, let's see, other action steps you can take away. And she said, make a plan for tomorrow so that I wake up knowing what to do and that I can feel accomplished. So throughout the rest of the session, you did a really nice job using that language throughout your questions and observations as well. And that's really powerful to be able to do that. So you can't coach a client to feel less anxious. And if a client says, well, what I'd like to do is take away a strategy to be less anxious or less overwhelmed about this, then kind of the ideal toolbox question to pull out of your toolbox is, if you don't want to feel anxious and overwhelmed, what do you want to feel instead? And in this case, what do you want to feel instead about your move coming up Sunday? I want to end every day feeling accomplished. Great. So that's what you can coach her towards. And you did, and you used that language in your questions. And I think one of the most powerful questions you had in here, Mark, was, in your mind's eye, at what is, or I didn't write it down verbatim, in your mind's eye, what do you want to get done so that at the end of the day you feel accomplished? So it was, that's a really great question, because it helps your client project themselves forward into to a point of success, and then figuring out what that looks like in the present moment, because that gives you something to coach them towards. And Megan, you knew right away, tomorrow, clean out at least half of your car once you get home and call the doctor. Is that enough to feel accomplished? Yes, that's great. What else can you do then the following day? Or what else needs to be done then between, you know, Tuesday and Thursday night? So after you honed in on that she wanted to make a plan and what that looked like, her agenda every night for the next day, your questions got more direct, which means they also got more powerful. You know, and then things like, what else is on your list to do? What does that look like? What does writing it down look like? So the questions that you asked were open-ended, that helped Megan explore more deeply what she can do or what she needs to do before her move on Sunday, which is a really big move, Megan. Wow, that's awesome. So Megan, what observation or what do you think Mark did as the coach in this session that helped you get more clear about what you have to do in creating this daily plan?
Hi. So I thought that Mark did a really good job with kind of limited stuff to go on. Like, I almost felt bad that I didn't have, you know, anything big, which I think sometimes makes it harder for the coach when it's something kind of like this. But I think Mark did a really good job in just honing in, and we came up with a good solution, and I feel good about it. And now I'm going to go after this to my agenda and then go to bed and just have a plan and feel good and less anxious.
Yeah. Yeah. A plan every night through Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. And there again, so here's the thing too about coaching is that and Megan, I respect that you're feeling you didn't give him very much to go on. And yet the only thing any of you needs to coach anybody anywhere, anytime, is what they want to take away from the session. That's the only thing you need to start with. From there, it's asking questions that help the client sort through that, figure it out. What does that look like? You know, paint the picture of success. You know, what's it going to take to get there? What has to change to make that happen? What do you need to do to make that happen? So the only detail really you need to start a coaching session is, what would you like to take away from this session? Or what would you like to accomplish by the end of our time here today? Because our brains want the details to try to figure it out. And letting go of that is not an easy thing. And thinking that something is really complex, like, oh my gosh, this agenda is too big, there's no way. It's too big. It's too, you know, this agenda is, there's just too much here. If you are using the simple coaching model, a coaching session, or the simple coaching model works the same. If you have a client who wants to create a plan to organize their office, or if you have a client that wants to create a plan to end world hunger. The simple coaching model and the coaching process is the same. What does success look like? How will you know when your office is organized? How will you know when you've ended world hunger? What has to be in place? What feels like the first step? When are you going to take that first step? So they're identical. When an agenda feels too big, and oftentimes clients will say, oh my gosh, this is so huge and complex. It's huge and complex for them. And our jobs as coaches is to help them find ways to make it more manageable based on what the client feels is, or defines as more manageable. I hope that makes sense. And that was really just on your comment, Megan, that, you know, you didn't give him a lot of detail, but you gave him the detail that he needed in order to ask you the next question. So it was great. A couple small things to think about, Mark. Number one, the agenda. Every single session with every single client, having that. So what you'd like to take away is a plan to do this or a strategy to do that or make a decision between this thing and that thing, right? And actually saying it out loud as many times as you need until you and your client says, yes, that's what I want to take away. So continue practice getting a really clear agenda. The other thing, and I only heard this once, but it's still something that I want to make sure I at least give a minute to, is when using the we in a coaching session, what else can we do the following day? I know it's kind of subconscious. I know that it comes from being really, really good at working with a team and working with people and being collaborative. And remember, though, in a coaching session, it's not we, because you don't want to imply that you are doing anything the following day, Mark, with Megan. It's what are you going to do the following day, or what can you do the following day, or what will you do the following day? Does that make sense, Mark?
Yes. I think I corrected myself as soon as I said it. I was like, oh.
I think that was in there as well, and it's something that I want to highlight just to make sure that we are all on the same page. So here's the awesome thing, too, is that as all of you are getting more comfortable in doing these sessions in class, as well as practice sessions, sample sessions, working with paying clients, as you get more comfortable, you're going to catch yourself more frequently, and you're going to catch yourself sooner. And readjust sooner or reframe a question sooner. So I invite each one of you, including you, Mark, in this, is to celebrate your awareness of that and celebrate the progress of that. Great energy, really calm. And I don't know if you were feeling any nerves or anxiety inside, Mark, but it didn't come out at all. You sounded relaxed, comfortable, grounded, which is good.
Thank you. It wasn't the case, but thank you.
You will never sound as nervous on the outside as you feel on the inside.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps all of you. Too, when you're speaking, when you're coaching, especially here in class, I know that this is unusual, and I will just express my gratitude again. Thank each one of you for your willingness to kind of be in the discomfort in order to learn more about coaching from it. So thank you for that. Thanks for stepping up. All right, so let's go ahead and shift gears. Oh, I'm going to take a breath and recenter myself as well. I just get too excited with all of these. So we have Celia coaching Mila with Trevin as primary observer. So everybody else is on mute or back on mute. Celia, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
There you are. Mila, are you there?
I am.
There you are. All right. Take a breath. Keep an eye on the time. Remember to breathe. Remember to have some fun with it. And Celia, it's all yours.
Thank you. Hi, Mila. How are you tonight?
Hey, Celia. I'm pretty good.
Good. Well, what do you have on your mind to talk about tonight?
I want to go back over something if you're game. One of the things that I had talked about before, it's had some changes, and it's sort of thrown me back into the same dilemma, into a new version of the dilemma that I had before. I had talked once before about this problem that this dilemma that I've got with our homeowners association and our level of engagement as volunteers. When this came up last time, the action out of it was to see if I could find another volunteer to work with me alongside, and I did. But then there was a big shift, and the budget came down, and there were some big surprises in the budget that changed everything. And so now I have to kind of circle back around and figure out where I stand given the changes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about exactly what changes and what your desired outcome might be here.
Yeah. Well, the big change was that there's probably an assessment of several thousand dollars that's going to happen pretty soon, and people are going to be really emotional about that. The project had been whether I step forward and push a little harder and kind of double down on the communications that have to happen and in getting all the members of the organization informed about what's happening, or whether, since I've done this for a long time, I should step off and just try to find somebody else to do it or find a way to help. But the person that I talked to who would be willing to help is nervous now about being the face of bad news, and as am I. And at the same time, not getting this information out in a way that people really understand what's happening and why could make things worse. So I guess what I kind of want to take away from today is some clarity on, you know, when I stand on one side of my argument, do I help more? What are the pieces of that? And when I stand on the side of I should back out and walk away from it, what are the pieces of that? I can make good arguments on both sides, and I can't come down the middle.
Sure. I mean, it sounds like you made headway since the last time you were backed into this dilemma, as you were saying, and then now I can hear in your voice that it's become an issue again, and that sounds like, to use your words, that you want clarity really on kind of how this will play out. I know you said on kind of which side to be on. So if you want clarity on, are you looking to find clarity? What exactly, like, tell me more about what you want clarity on. I understand the homeowner's situation, and it sounds like you have somebody that you got on your side, and now neither of you want to be the bearer of bad news. Totally understandable. And so I guess I just want to just understand what would be the best use of your time is what you want to get clear on.
I guess to be realistic about it, which one is going to be most painful and uncomfortable? you know, which cost and consequence of my action has the most pain and damage associated with it versus, I mean, I don't think there's any pleasurable, there's no, like, there's not a whole lot of upside given, you know, given where things have moved, but I guess, and maybe during the course of the conversation, a middle ground will emerge, but I feel like if I walk away from it and I drop it, it won't get done, and it won't, and there, it could be worse from that. It'll put other people in awkward and uncomfortable situations. And I should say my husband is the president of the board too, so we get hit all the time. We can't hardly, you know, we walk the dog and people stop us and say, you know, what's going on with everything? And, so I'm not sure I can totally avoid it because, you know, people just show up at our house and ask us questions about the finances. On the other hand, we've both been involved for a really long time. For many years, we've been on the leadership of the organization, and we thought we were going to step off, but now given this, I don't know that we can get anybody to step on in our place. So I don't know.
Okay. So I'm hearing you want to get clarity on how this is all going to play out, like how you're going to move forward with kind of presenting this to the neighborhood. Is that fair to say?
I'm more concerned about how I position, like how much I take on, how much responsibility I accept and take on my own plate versus whether I don't take on those responsibilities and either leave them for somebody else to pick up or hope that somebody else picks them up or just let them fall down. And I'm not real good at just letting stuff fall down.
Okay.
That might be something I have to learn, you know?
I hear you. So possibly what you want to talk about today, did you want to dig into that part a little bit more on the side of what you want to take on and not take on more of?
Yeah, I think so. I think that might, that maybe just talking it out and standing in the spaces will give me some somatic feeling of which one is ickier.
What part of the situation that you're in right now have you maybe not explored?
Ooh. Well, the first thing that comes up when you ask me that is what this will do to my husband and like how much if I don't do it, how much of this is going to fall on him, and well, what consequences will end up, because I just declined to do it, will end up he'll have to pick up anyway.
Mm. That's understandable. What other angles can you think of, or what other, let me ask you this different way. What other resources or people may be able to help you and your husband? Sounds like it would be something that you're concerned for both of you.
I want to step in here just really quickly, Celia. I love that you asked, what part of this have you not explored? That's an awesome question.
That was a good question.
Yeah. And then the what other people can help you, that actually is more of a hijacking, directing kind of a question, because it's assuming that Mila needs other people to help her figure this out. And she's not really stated that, right? So it's
right.
So you need people. So what other people? So here were that, where your assumption
yeah.
is kind
yeah.
of being projected in there. So when you asked her that really great question, what part of this have you not explored? And she said what it'll do to her husband. And a really simple way, because she's already said too, that kind of talking through this is what she really wants. So even the question, what other angles, except that the what it will do to her husband feels like it's kind of the an important piece in here, right, Celia?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do, you've got about 3.5, 4.5 minutes left. Go back to that point and just a very simple, asking Mila to talk out that piece that, or the part that she's not explored yet and how it will impact her husband. And maybe even something like, you know, how will exploring that help you figure this out?
Okay.
Yeah, so you still get to sit back even more, and you're doing a nice job with that. So is that making sense, Celia?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so I'm back on mute. Give that a try, see where that goes.
Okay. All right, Mila, so your husband doesn't want, you were saying when, regarding what you might not have explored about this is how it might affect your husband. Will it fall on him? What does that look like? Let's explore that.
Well, actually, I hadn't really thought about this in this way. I mean, I've been kind of aware of it, but I haven't really actually walked this path. So let me think about it for a second.
Sure.
He has been the president for a long time. He stepped off being the president. So he's managed to hand off. He tried to hand off some roles, but nobody picked it up. So it just sat there. And he's sort of de facto having to do the same thing he did, even though he said he expressly stated that he didn't want it anymore. There's a property manager who's really good, but in right up to his eyeballs, and doesn't have the time or bandwidth to handle the communications part of it on top of actually figuring out the financial component of it. And my husband fields calls, you know, every couple of days about all the specifics. If nobody else picks up the communications part of it, then he's going to, it's either going to have to fall to the property management company, and I don't have confidence based on what I've seen so far that this is a skill that they're adept at. And meanwhile, if either one of us walk around the neighborhood, we're going to get stopped and asked the questions. So it's not like somebody would have to do it and do it well for us to not get ambushed when we walk through the night neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, it's looking more and more like I'm kind of on the hook.
You're on the hook. How would it look if it happened the way you would like it to?
Ideally, the members of the association would understand what happened with the finances, and most of them who are upset because they don't have this information would understand it and realize that it was not avoidable and it just is what it is, and would settle down and you know, put the pitchforks and torches away and not storm the gates. if the information was conveyed in a way that they would understand what happened, then everybody would settle down and it would take pressure off me, take pressure off my husband, it would take pressure off the property management company.
Okay. What's a step towards making that happen?
Oh, I suppose me just getting over my tantrum of I don't wanna and just buckling down and doing it. It just feels like I've been doing this for an awfully long time, and maybe if I just do it one more time, then I can hand it off to somebody else in the process and be done with it. But it does feel like I'd too soon just hand it off without it having just more consequences than worth it. Grr, but that's the truth, isn't it?
Well, how does it feel?
And actually, I do apologize for having to break in, because it just feels like this is a really juicy part of this session, and I feel awful having to move on. We want to make sure, though, that we do stay on time. So, Mila, does it feel like there's enough here that you can move forward with, and maybe even in a follow-up with Celia, or – so here's what happens a lot in coaching, too, is, you know, we are also in charge of facilitating the time frame of a session and honoring our clients' schedules and their time and honoring our own time. And there's a lot of this, Mila, that's going to keep percolating with you. And I'm getting a sense that there's maybe not some middle ground, but it sounds like there's been some resolution. So if this is okay for you to finish this session here and kind of let it percolate until you two can have a follow-up?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much for your flexibility on that. Is that okay with you too, Celia?
Sure. That's good. What would you say, though, like, if you're in the middle of that coaching session, I knew I was getting close to the end, but I wasn't quite sure how to, wrap it up, because it felt like
right.
you were kind of
right.
in the middle.
So, So sometimes, you know, and there again, with an ongoing paying coaching client, you'll probably have 30-minute, 45-minute, 50-minute coaching sessions. So that when you get to 10 or 15 minutes left, you're probably not going to be in the middle of kind of the heart of it. You might be, who knows? But it's okay to say, you know, we've got about 5 minutes left. And where are you now and what's your next step? And then just kind of wrap up the framing really quickly. Or you have the option as a business owner to say, you know, we've only got 3 minutes left in this session, but it feels like there's so much here. I've got some extra time. If you do as well, I can go over another 5 or 10 minutes. So you have that option as well. But today we don't. So, awesome. Yes. So, Trevin, would you come off mute, please? And of your many pages of notes as well, would you please pick one observation to share with Celia about the coaching?
Just one? Okay.
Please, just one, Trevin. I know it's not easy.
Okay. Yeah, well, sure. I think the first thing is she kept trying to clarify the agenda, which I think was good thing, you know, because Mila seemed like she was kind of thinking through the agenda as she was speaking. And then it became more clear after, you know, they went back and forth several times, but I applaud, Celia for constantly going back to, okay, what's your agenda? Like, what exactly what are your choices here? What are you trying to decide? She kept trying to help Mila, break that down. So I thought that was good.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Trevin. Yeah, Celia, I also like the way that you really stuck with it, because it was not as clear, and yet you still stuck with kind of figuring out or helping Mila figure out what she wanted to take away. And one of the questions about 5 or 8 minutes into it, what's the best use of your time? Tell me what more about what you want clarity on. There's a bit of a long recap in there when you went kind of went back to everything she said. And it's okay to let that go to say, you know, tell me more about what you want clarity on and what would be the best use of your time in this session without a lot of the extra stuff around that. So that was really powerful. And so, Mila, I want to go to you first here. As the client, how did that help you for Celia to keep coming back to, you know, what clarity do you want, best use of your time in this session, kind of all those takeaway questions?
I have to give quite a bit of credit because there were a couple of questions that if, for as many times as I've had to mull this over and I keep getting stuck in both camps, there was some kind of split the difference questions that reframed it in ways that I had not turned the kaleidoscope quite yet, and that was actually really, really helpful.
Do you remember what the questions were?
There was one question you asked kind of about what it would do to my husband that I hadn't actually, you know, and the question just prior to that about, you know, who else is there? There was something, the question about like, okay, you walk it down this path, and I actually had not walked that line yet.
Yeah. Well, and that came from Celia when you asked, what part of this have you not explored, which I still feel is one of the more powerful questions you asked in this session. And that for you, Mila, was what will it do to your husband? And then there was those other things about what other people, which is a little bit of kind of projecting, hijacking kind of a thing. But, you know, it's just a simple asking, you know, well, tell me more about what do you think it'll do to your husband? Or, you know, what makes that important? Or how will exploring this help you figure this out or what you want to do? So it sounds like that, Mila, was helped you a lot to kind of talk through it, which is what you already knew was the value of this, talking through it, maybe finding some middle ground that will emerge. Yeah. Celia, what do you feel you did better in this one than you did in your first one back in November, which feels like a long time ago, doesn't it? It was last year.
That does feel like a long time ago. I felt a little less nervous just in having a lot more practice with sample sessions. But it's funny, the more I learn and dive into grasping, you know, what life coaching is all about, sometimes the harder it gets because I become a little bit harder on myself and want to, I think your question, I'm not answering your question, but I think I was asked some good questions. I liked the one in the beginning about explore what she hasn't explored. And I really did feel like I could listen without trying to think of, like, what am I going to ask next until it was time. But then
good.
I didn't feel like I knew what to ask next until then. So.
Well, your awareness, though, of what you wanted to do is always the first step to making that change. And then beyond that is I say, just noticing the opportunities to do it differently and then doing it differently when you notice you've got the opportunity. So it's what we all go through as human beings when we are wanting to do something, learn something new or create a new habit or do something differently. I also really appreciate your awareness that, that your standards and your expectations for your coaching are going up. And, you know, that's the mark of a masterful coach in training is to say, yeah, the better I get, the better I want to get. And that's fabulous. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, let's see. Yeah. one of the tendencies I know for newer coaches is to do a lot of recap. And recapping or summarizing what you're hearing from your client does have value in a coaching session. And this is a great time. You're in week 15. This is a good time to kind of start shifting that towards maybe shorter recaps and shorter questions. Because sometimes, for a newer coach, recapping what you're hearing from a client helps you stay on track and helps you kind of track where you and the client are going in the session. And that's good, and that can really help. As you get more comfortable with coaching, then one of the things that is okay to let fall away is these longer recaps. And because sometimes you had some really great questions that you then you piled on with kind of a recap and why you're asking it. So this is a good time to pay closer attention to opportunities to maybe recap shorter, do a shorter recap, maybe a quick short sentence. Like, let's see, where I'm looking for a place. Maybe when you said, oh, you know, I'm not coming up with something specific here from my notes, Celia. My apologies.
It's okay. I know what
you okay. mean. You understand. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I do. And I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So learning how to trust that you're tracking with your clients then gives you the opportunity to craft more powerful questions, and the way you craft a question will indicate to your client that you are tracking what they're saying without needing all of that recap.
Yeah,
and sometimes if you do, good, good. Sometimes, you know, if there's a whole lot going on and if your client is all over the place, which is what is part of the client's job, is to kind of sort through all this, sometimes it's okay to say, let me make sure that we're both still on the same page here. Here's what I'm hearing. So there are times when that is appropriate. And there again, I wish I could tell you all the zillions of nuances and possible scenarios for future coaching sessions and what to do with each one. But it's really learning to trust yourself and know that, you know, as you get more comfortable and confident with the simple coaching model, with crafting powerful coaching questions that are short, direct, one at a time, then even that's going to start feeling a lot more comfortable too. So Celia, what are you taking away from this that helps you feel like a more confident coach?
You know, the clarifying the agenda part, I felt good about that. So
good.
All the feedback was really good, and it's powerful to me. It helps me know what to focus on. So
awesome. Yep, that's the most important thing at the beginning of the session. Doesn't matter how long it takes to get there, just get there. Yeah. Awesome. Let's go ahead and move on then. So we have Jessica coaching Jimena with Rachel as primary observer. Jessica, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well,
there you are.
I'm sorry.
There you are. And you feel, and you sound good. And Jimena, I can tell that you're there too.
Perfect. Yes.
Fantastic. Cause there again, I see web call and I kind of hold my breath and hope that your internet connections are working. So
they are.
That's awesome. Okay. So our last one for today, Jessica coaching Jimena, Rachel, your primary observer, everybody else back on mute. And Jessica and Jimena, if you are ready, take a breath, get centered, have some fun with it. Jessica, it's all yours.
Thank you. Hi, Amanda. How are you today?
Hi. I'm really good. Better than last week.
Awesome. Well, we can jump right into it. So just curious to ask what is on your mind today and what would you like to take away from today's session?
Yes. So, like I said, last week was super chaotic for me. So this week I want to work on my goals and my priorities, but in short terms. I don't know if you remember the last coaching session that I had a few months ago. I was struggling with finding a way to set up a calendar, and right now I'm doing it good, and I think I'm working good on my calendar, and I'm accomplishing all my goals that I set there, but I'm kind of like running out of goals, and I think right now I'm prioritizing other things that I shouldn't, because, you know, I think I'm running out of time because we're almost done with the program. So I feel like, I don't know, I'm going to need more time. But at the same time, it's like you are almost done, and then you need to, well, right now I think we have to start looking for clients. And I'm doing the sample sessions, and I love it. But I think I'm just, like, afraid to jump out there, you know, and look for clients.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that your calendar trick from the last session was working out. But so in terms of, you mentioned kind of focusing on short-term goals, maybe you're afraid to, your practice sessions are going well, but maybe you're afraid to look for real paying clients, and you kind of want to create a goal or a plan to do that. Is that right?
Yes, I want to create a plan. Short term is like 3 months for me. In 3 months we will be done with this, and I mean with the school, and now it's time to do it all by myself. And I just need to, I need help with that, like wrapping my head around that goals.
Yeah, definitely. So just to clarify, you're looking to create a 3-month plan for yourself on how you will attract paying clients for your business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Well, I guess just to kind of get started, is there any place that, any ideas that you have for a first step in creating this plan?
Yes. So I think I finished my first, goal that I had, that it was finishing my website. I have that. And then I was, looking for places to find clients, like you're asking. And I was looking different groups, you know, Latinos in Facebook. And I found Tom, and I, you know, just add all the groups to my Facebook. I guess I will start, I think first I need to create maybe a Facebook for my website, you know, because I have the website, but I don't have any other social media. I don't think I'm really good at that, so I don't know if I should hire somebody. I don't know. I need to think about that. But I think, yes, the first step will be, like, create a Facebook. I'm going to write it down because I'm thinking that might work. Give me a second.
I know, writing things down can definitely be helpful. So, congrats on finishing your website. And so you want to, the first step, create a Facebook, and you mentioned that you're thinking about potentially hiring someone. Could you just talk a little bit more about that? What are your options? Either hiring someone, or what would be another option that you're considering?
Well,
to create your Facebook.
Yes. So, thank God my sister, you know, she works in all website, and I totally forgot the word in English. But anyways, she works with all social media and things, you know. So she said that she could help me. The thing is that she, of course, because I'm not paying, I am not considered a client for her. So she helps me only when she can. So that sucks. So I think I'm going to try to do it by myself, you know. I don't think it's, well, I don't know how it is. I need to be maybe on YouTube, like different tutorials on how to create a, because a personal Facebook, I think, is way too different to a business Facebook. Well, in my mind, I don't know if it's not or it's the same. I don't know. So I think that's another thing that I'm gonna write it down. So,
So as your first step, you think that you might try and create the Facebook yourself. So what do you think would be like most helpful to you? You mentioned maybe watching some tutorials. Is there anything else that you can think of that would kind of help you accomplish that goal of creating your Facebook?
You know what? I think I want to reach out to other friends that they have their own, like websites and things. So they might help me, you know, to clarify like a few things that I have to. I'm going to write that down. I'm sorry. Reach. Oh my God, you have no idea. Like, I was so stuck a few minutes ago, and right now it's like all the ideas are coming.
Awesome. Well, hopefully that's a good thing. So,
yes, it is a good thing. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so you have maybe watch some tutorials, reach out to some other friends that might be more familiar with Facebook.
Yes. I don't know what else.
Is there anything else you can think of, or you think you might start with those two things?
Yes, I think that's, like, good enough for this week. And then my family, again, is coming over in 3 weeks. So we're going to have some time off from school. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to work in this. Three things, these 3 weeks that are coming, you know. So when they arrive, I'm, like, not working on this while they are here. They are staying only for a week, so I think it is a good goal for me for the 3 weeks. For the first 3 weeks. And then, yes, after they are gone, I don't know, what else can I do? For my 3 months goal.
So you think that maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that you mentioned you might watch some tutorials and reach out to your friends this week, and then your goal is in 3 weeks when your family comes, is your goal to have the entire Facebook page completed?
Yes. So, yeah, in these 3 weeks, I'm going to work on those things. In 3 weeks when they arrive, I don't have anything about talking about the Facebook page, you know, related. So I'm done with that. Yes.
Sounds like you kind of have a plan there, and that sounds like a good goal for yourself for the next 3 weeks. And then I know you kind of wanted to create a 3 month plan for yourself. So after you complete that Facebook, is there anything, you know, that would be a next step for attracting your paying clients?
Yes. I need to write this down too. I need to translate the whole page that I created because it's in Spanish. So I need to translate everything that I did so it reach out to, you know, Latino that they are living in USA, and sometimes they are born in USA, so they don't speak, you know, really good Spanish.
So I have to reach
out to more people. I need to do that. Okay. So translate website.
And it's great that you're writing it down. Do you feel like writing things down kind of helps you organize your thoughts?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Me too. I'm with you. I make lists a lot. But okay, so after you do the Facebook, then your next step would be to translate your website.
Yes. Translate.
Okay. Awesome. And then is there anything after translating your website that you want to complete next?
Because I always say that I have time. I don't know why I say that, because I don't think I have enough time. I started this, short course. It's only 3 weeks. So it is a short course, of how to administrate your time when you are working from home. So, yes, I really thought that I was going to have time to do it this week, but sometimes I, put so many things in my week that there are some things that I don't finish. So I think I'm going to leave that for later. And then after I do this, that I think in my mind is more important, I will finish the course so I can manage better my time when I'm working from home. That's my goal at the end of
the
year. Yeah.
Awesome. And I know that we're probably running a little bit low on time for today's session.
Oh.
So just to recap, I know I feel like time went by so quick. I know that you wanted to create kind of like a 3-month plan for yourself to help you start getting paying clients. And
yeah.
So you mentioned, over the next 3 weeks, creating your Facebook.
Jessica, I apologize for stepping in here. Because there's, I want to give you a technique here that will kind of change the energy. I appreciate you've been kind of recapping and tracking with Jimena. When it comes to recapping the plan, though, it's almost always more powerful to say, so client, tell me what your plan is. When you say, okay, here's what you're going to do, right? Here's what you're going to do, right? They're a passive recipient of your recap as opposed to owning it by speaking it themselves, right? So, and you've still got a couple minutes left. Great use of your time. So, I want you to shift that responsibility of recapping the plan to Jimena, and that'll leave you out of it so that she owns it. So go back and give that a try.
Sorry.
See how that feels different.
Okay, thank you. Awesome. Okay, so I think we're running a little bit low on time, Jimena, but I know that you kind of wanted to create a 3-month plan for yourself to help you get paying clients. So would love if you could just recap, your plan for me, just so, you can remind yourself and that then you can get started on the plan after the session.
Okay, I think the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to my friends, because I don't think they can, put me on their schedule, the same day. So I need to reach that out and put it in my calendar so I can use the days that I am not going to talk to them to look for tutorials and work on creating the Facebook page. After that, I think that is going to take me a little bit. Well, that's my guess. But if it's not and I finish early, I'm going to work on translating my website. And that's going to be at least, a month and a half. Because my family is going to be here. So after translating my website, the last thing that I'm going to do is, finish the course that I'm taking, and I think that should be it. So that's gonna help me. Yeah, I mean, I think I truly believe that creating the Facebook page is going to help me, you know, to reach that group of people that I'm trying to reach. And then, yeah, I think I'm going to have a few clients from there.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it sounds like you kind of have a plan for yourself. So can definitely stay connected with you and see how your plan is going. But it definitely sounds like you have a good first step to start. So
yes.
Look forward to it.
Yep. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Yes, you're welcome.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Much different, isn't it, Jessica?
Yeah, I honestly it definitely helped. I think it's a really good tool to let the client kind of do, you know, like own the session, I guess you call it. That was definitely very helpful.
Rather than you telling her what you heard she's going to do is to say, okay, what's your plan? Yeah.
Yeah, and then I feel like,
awesome.
I mean, I know if it was me reiterating it to myself would also be helpful, so hopefully that also helped her to do that.
Yes, awesome. So with that, Rachel, as primary observer, would you please come off mute? And out of your pages of notes, would you please pick one observation to share with Jessica about the coaching?
Sure. I really liked that Jessica was very focused. I mean, I feel like both of you were focused. Jimena, you came with a really good idea of what you wanted to accomplish. And Jessica, you really did a great job of staying focused on the agenda and clarifying, asking very specific questions and helping Jimena get her goals down on paper. You know, I could hear her taking notes. And then that was really good where you did the sort of the redo there at the end, asking her to recap so she could read out those notes. I thought that was really great. Taking the coaching and then putting that into action. So I guess that's two things, but there you go.
Awesome. Thank you, Rachel. That's great. So Jessica, what do you feel you did better in this one than you did in your first one way back last year?
I know, it was forever ago. I feel like I tried to really focus today on, like, clarifying the agenda and sticking to the agenda, and also trying to still use, like, some little reinforcing moments and just, like, keep my personality in the session as well. So hopefully that showed.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and you did an awesome job clarifying the agenda when you said, so what you'd like is a 3-month plan to attract paying clients. That was one of the finer agenda clarifying statements I've heard in a long time. Good job.
Thank you.
This is what all of us, me included, are going for, is to get to that clarity. So what you'd like to take away is a 3-month plan to attract paying clients. So that's the focus. And everything in the coaching was focused on this 3-month plan. And you didn't get to 3 months, and that's fine. However,
yes.
You know, you got to, you know, 2 weeks before we have our week off, you know, in a couple of weeks, too. So
yes.
At least the first step is there, Jimena, that you got to, that you've no longer run out of goals, which I thought was a really fascinating way to articulate that. So, So your question right after you clarified the agenda, Jessica, when you said, you know, any ideas you have for your first step for creating this plan. So even though the first step question is normally in the framing, what you did was made it specific to the agenda using creating this plan, because the agenda is creating a plan. So you just did a really nice job sticking with that throughout the rest of the session. And also, kind of a little bit more, I want to reiterate what we covered in the last session, too, is be careful about kind of over-recapping. And I think you had a relatively nice balance in there, Jessica. A couple things to pay attention to. is closed-ended questions. And it was more towards the end when you said, is your goal to have a Facebook page completed by the time your family visits? Yes. Okay, it sounds like it's a kind of not a huge difference, but the is your goal this? And then after that, is there anything else you can do to attract clients? Is there anything you want to do next? Pay attention to anything that starts with is there, especially is there anything. And when you hear that just about ready to come out of your mouth, reframe that to what? Let's see. So after Facebook, after you have your Facebook page, what else do you want to do to attract clients? Or what other goals do you want to set to attract clients? Or what else will help you attract clients? Let's see. And then you said, okay, after Facebook, you're going to translate the website. What comes after that? Rather than, is there anything you want to do next? And there again, it's kind of implied when Jimena says yes and then filling in with what she wants to do, your coaching will be more efficient and effective when you get right to the what question instead of the is there anything. Does that make sense, Jessica?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I noticed that my questions, like, weren't phrased exactly the way I wanted, but I couldn't figure out as I was trying to listen, like, a new phrase. So I feel like it was, like, kind of a small tweak now I know in my head just to kind of change it, like, instead of having to change it drastically, just change it a little bit into more of an open-ended question. So that's definitely helpful.
Good. So here's one thing for all of you to think about, too, and that is, as you are crafting a question, start with either what or how. Practice giving yourself just those two options to kind of train yourself into thinking in terms of open-ended questions. Because sometimes when we think, oh, open-ended question, it's still... We kind of know what an open-ended question is, but even more specifically is if you limit yourself to either starting a question with what or how. So play with that. Next practice or sample session or session with a client, practice limiting yourself, limiting your questions to start with either what or how. And just kind of see what that does. Are you willing to do that, Jessica?
Yes, definitely.
Fantastic. And you were starting to kind of get to a bit of a slippery slope when you try to coach your client too far out. So what's next, you know, next month, what are you going to put on your calendar? Kind of a thing. And what I liked about what you did is when she said, you know, I start a short course, 3 weeks, but, you know, I put so many things, I'm going to leave that for later. So what I like is that you honored that for Jimena and, you know, didn't start pushing more because you want to be careful about not coaching your client too far into the future. Just kind of leaving it at what they feel is doable and manageable for them right now, which is where you got to. And still needed the win at the end, but you ran out of time, so thank you for respecting time. So the framing question would have been, when are you going to reach out to your friends? Which friends are you going to reach out to or who are you going to reach out to and when? And then, you know, when are you going to search for tutorials to help you create your Facebook page? So some of the when questions could have helped. And okay. One more thing, too. Yeah, one more thing, too, is you have a really great energy, Jessica, and you are going to be attracting clients that absolutely love that energy. At the same time, be careful about how your energy and your enthusiasm might also get in the way of your coaching. Because I heard a number of times throughout the session, I heard you kind of step in pretty quickly with your next question. And when Hamana was thinking about something and said, okay, I put too many things on my calendar, I'm going to leave that for later, is instead of jumping right into a question, as soon as you think she's done speaking, give it some space. Give it some more space. So it's not being less of you. It's giving your client more space to think things through, to sort, to ponder. And if you jump in too quickly with your next question or, wow, that sounds great, then it really cuts off your client's process of working through this. So find a way to still be you with your fabulous energy and still give the client more time to ponder, sort, give them space to do that. Even within a 15-minute session, the less you speak, the more effective your client or your session is, which I know is still counterintuitive. But I think you're all kind of getting the feel of that by now, too. So actually, one of my comments here, Jessica, in my notes was relax. So finding a way to be you without being too much you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I know. I feel like I almost cut you off a few times, Hamana. So I definitely apologize. So I need to pause sometimes.
Well, no apology necessary. This is what we're here to learn, too, is to really have this experience and to jump in, do the best you can, and let's see what we can learn from it. And what we can learn from it is let your client continue to ponder, because after your client is done speaking, they're still thinking. They're still sorting. They're still processing all of this. So giving them extra space to do that and sitting back and continuing to be silent, even beyond when it feels comfortable, give them that space. Yeah. And still be you, because you've got such a great energy. You have such a wonderful light as a coach. Be less of that. Yes, be all you. All right. So we are at time. Oh, actually, Hamana, I apologize. Yes. I think I did not say, Hamana, what was it that Jessica did in this session that helped you move forward with some new goals?
Oof, she did amazing. I think she helped me a lot. I was reading about next week, let me double check, the marketing via social media. I was reading it last week. I was like, but it's something that I push away in my mind. So when she started asking me questions, I was like, okay, I think this is what I need to do in order to reach out to those people that I need. So I think she asked me the right questions for me to, you know, in my mind say, okay, yes, you need to do this. I mean, you read about it last week. You thought about it. So I think it is the right time. Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say, Hamana, is that Jessica asked you questions to stay focused on what kind of plan you want to create to attract clients, because that's what's next in your business is attracting clients.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the power of having a clear agenda.
Yes.
At the beginning of every single session with every single client. Yeah. Thank you, Jimena. All right. So with that, we are complete for today. And so let's see. Next week, week 16, we are next week we're talking about client attraction plan. Yay.
Yes.
So if you want to attract clients, and especially if you want to attract paying clients, see you next week. Megan, I do know that you're out. Have a really wonderful and safe move. Be sure to listen to the recording. And I have got a couple questions I'm going to ask you by email, but I just really wanted to wish you a very, very safe trip and a safe move to Northern Ireland.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
And the rest of you, see you here next week to talk about attracting clients. So thanks, everybody, so much for showing up and being willing to step up, do your best, and learn something from it. And see you all here next week. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks. See you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.